You're listening to SBS News.
Chinese people are welcome here. No racism, no fear.
University students protest against the travel ban. Their friends among the 100,000 international students locked out of the country.
Panic about coronavirus has led to racism in the community.
The government just went 0 to 100 on this.
Over the past 7 days, migration agents like Kirk Yan have been overwhelmed with requests for help.
Every day, almost get over hundreds of, inquiries. In the past several days, I almost working from, morning to 11 or 12 o'clock, over through the night.
Melbourne-based Danny Shen took a two-week holiday to visit family. Now, her permanent residency application is in jeopardy. She's currently completing what's called a professional year, which requires her to get work experience in Australia and attend a course once a week. If she passes, she'll have the points to apply for permanent residency. If she fails, her current visa will expire and the Australian dream could be over.
Like 3 years, I have worked to get a PR, this right to Australian. I work so hard, and if I can't go back to the class, I don't have the attendance, so I can't graduate.
Lara Huang has applied for permanent residency in Canberra under one of the government's new regional skilled migration schemes. Any holiday more than 6 weeks will affect her application.
A bit frustrated.
So no one know when this travel ban gonna be cancelled or when the situation gonna get better.
Miss Yan has also received a number of calls from Chinese tourists who are looking to extend their holiday visas and wait out the epidemic here. He's asking the Department of Home Affairs to fast-track their applications, otherwise some from the virus epicentre may end up staying here illegally to avoid the health crisis.
Lots of these kind of applicants in a really difficult situation and don't know how to cope with it.
The Department of Home Affairs has not responded to questions from SBS. Lucy Murray, SBS News.